This is 90.9 WBUR in Boston. I'm Lisa Mullins. This past Tuesday, the owners of the Necco candy factory in Revere told workers to pack up their things and leave. Necco had been the oldest continually operating candy factory in America. The owners had purchased the company 3 months ago, and on Tuesday, they announced they'd sold it to an undisclosed buyer. Today, workers returned to the shuttered factory to pick up their final paychecks. WBUR's Quincy Walters reports.
Here at the Necco candy factory in Revere, hundreds of workers have been flowing in and out, collecting their final paychecks. Many say they've been working here for decades. Juan Figueroa is the union leader. He says every day for 29 years, he was happy to go to work, but then they called the employees in for a meeting on Tuesday.
They thank us for our loyalty. But where is the loyalty from the company to us? I mean, after being working so hard, working a lot of overtime to do the orders, we've been working very hard for this company.
Rosalina Cardoza, who's been here for 29 years as well, says she kind of expected it, but it still hurts.
Even though when I was driving, I was to pull over because all the emotion gave all my life, you know, here in Necco. I feel that's not fair. I'm thinking about my co-workers too, but what are I going to do?
Workers have been given about 10 days' pay, no severance packages. Massachusetts Senator Ed Markey is here giving his support.
These people were given pink slips when, for the whole lives, we're making candy pink hearts inside here, but there was no heart in this company.
I did try to speak to the president of the company.
No interview, sorry.
But that didn't really go anywhere.
You all have the union phone number, so if you change address, make sure you change it with the local.
Juan Figueroa, the union leader, says his job isn't over. Next month, he's planning on having a meeting with lawyers to find out how workers can be properly compensated for all those years of service. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Quincy Walters in Revere.